We heard also this week from Kellyer, and the teacher in Kellyer is Lara Thomason, and Lara sent along this report.
This is teacher Lara Thomason reporting for Kellyer Elementary's fourth grade class. Here is our report for Tuesday, April 7th, 2020. I had several observations sent in to me, and here are these particular students' favorite observations for the week. Tucker saw about five robins in his backyard. He also built a raft to use in a huge puddle in his dad's truck turnaround. The puddle is so deep that he made the raft from 8-foot-long posts and put some boards on top to hold everything together. He can hold 200 pounds on the raft without it sinking, so he floats around with his brothers and sisters. He says it's fun. Cordell saw bears at the dump ground. Cameron has seen a lot of squirrels running around in her backyard this week. Kimberly observed the snow has been clearing up a lot and told us that her baby chicks came. They always get a lot of baby chicks in the spring. Noah saw deer tracks in the snow that was still around, and they were big, like maybe a large buck is hanging around. Clayton observed a bird land on a calf's back and stay there a while. Aiden reported that he has been able to play a lot of games with his brothers outside, like basketball this week. Marvin was outside with his parents and got hit in the head again by icicles falling off the roof of his house. He has been hit in the head a lot this year. Rose noted that it rained Thursday evening. Emma observed it was really warm in the 50s at the beginning of the week, but it got cold at the end of the week. I saw more sandhill cranes arrive this week. They are the loudest in the early morning and the evenings before sunset. I see their tracks on the gravel road when I walk to get my mail, and they have huge feet. We are observing our twigs for changes this week. Some of us have started seeing our maple twigs blossom. We are also starting flowers as a part of a project, and many of us have sprouts that have started, or true leaves even now. Thanks for listening. We'll report back next week.
Thank you, Lara, and good to hear from your group. Marvin, stay away from the icicles, buddy. I'm afraid you're going to get a head injury and probably see Lara as your teacher again next year. I love the child who built the raft. I lived up the hill from a little pond, and we built rafts every year, and logs and boards that we scavenged, and I don't know that we ever had one that held 200 pounds, and our problem was that, you know, we'd all gather on one side and it would tip. No, stay over there. Good luck with your raft. Lots of snowmelt going on, robins up in the Kellyer area. There are lots of sandhill cranes, and they're seeing bears, and that's kind of exciting too, although I'm sure the bears are pretty hungry.